God's Road Grace Church would like to invite you to listen to a sermon by our pastor, Todd Nybert. We are located at 4137 Todd's Road, 2 miles outside of Man O' War Boulevard. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Bible study is at 9:45 a.m. Wednesday services are at 7 p.m. Nursery is provided for all services. For more information, visit our website at toddsroadgracechurch.com. Now here's our pastor, Todd Nybert.
I've entitled this morning's message, Do You Glory in the Cross? I want to read Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. These are the words of the Apostle Paul, and he says in verse 14 of Galatians chapter 6, But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Do you glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ? I hope you'll know the answer to that question by the end of this message. Somebody might be thinking, what does it mean to glory in the cross? It's my prayer that you'll know by the end of this message. Now, to glory in something is to have confidence in it, to boast in it, to rejoice in it. You can rest in this. This is what you glory in. This is what you're proud of. This is what you boast in. This is what you have confidence in. Do you have confidence only in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ? Now notice what Paul said, God forbid that I should glory, that I should have confidence in, that I should rejoice in, that I should boast in anything except the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Galatians, if we could pick out a theme for it, is the recovery of the gospel. The Galatians were in the process of losing the gospel. He said in the opening verses, I marvel, Galatians 1:6, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. They were in the process of apostatizing from the gospel. And Paul winds up this book, and this would be a summary of everything he'd said up to this point. He says in Galatians chapter 6, 14, But God forbid that I should glory. God forbid that I should have confidence in. God forbid that I should boast in anything except the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pride is what God hates above all things. Six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination to him. And the first thing he mentions is a proud look and a haughty face. Pride is the most foolish sin in the world. Now, if you take the Apostle Paul, humanly speaking, if anybody could have been proud of themselves, it would be Paul. He could be proud of his education. He could be proud of his intellect. He was a brilliant man. I don't know if the world has ever known a more brilliant man than the Apostle Paul. He could have been proud of his religious heritage. He said, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. That's what he said about himself. You look at the way the Lord used him after the Lord saved him on the road to Damascus. He was brought up into the third heavens and taught the gospel directly by the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the writer of Scripture. He wrote 13 books in the Bible. He was the man God used more than anybody else to expound the gospel. He suffered so greatly for Christ. I mean, if any man had a resume, it would be the Apostle Paul. But Paul was, by grace, understanding of this. Who makes you to differ from another? And what do you have that you didn't receive? Now, if you received it, why do you glory as if you didn't receive it? He knew anything he had was by the grace of God. He said, I am what I am by the grace of God. That's the confession of every believer. I am what I am by the grace of God. And Paul knew, in spite of the fact that God had used him in such a great way, there was only one place that he could glory, and that was in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not on his works, not in the way God used him, not in the way God blessed him. All he would glory in, all he had confidence in, was the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's go back to verse 11 of Galatians chapter 6. He says to the Galatians in these closing statements, you see how large a letter I've written unto you with my own hand. Now, usually Paul used a secretary and dictated to them what he wanted said, but he said, I've written this with my own hand, and you see these large letters. I suppose you could call this a bold print. This is bold print. This is what is important. This is what I'm going to in writing this epistle to the Galatians. Then he says in verse 12, as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Now, this is what most religion is about, a fair show in the flesh, an appearance of godliness, an appearance of devotion, an appearance of a relationship with God, a fair show in the flesh. Somebody can look at these people and say, boy, they're fine people. They're people used of God. They really love the Lord. Look at the way they conduct themselves. A fair show in the flesh. And what they do is they try to make you be circumcised. Now, in this epistle, circumcision represents law-keeping. That's what it represents. It's law-keeping. It's salvation in some way dependent upon what you do. And they try to constrain you to be circumcised and keep the law for this one reason. They fear persecution. They're controlled by the fear of man, and they won't preach the naked gospel, the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, because they fear persecution. Look in Galatians chapter 5, verse 11. Paul said, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? For then is the offense of the cross ceased. Now these fellows were saying, Paul preaches circumcision, and Paul says, no, I don't. If I was preaching circumcision, I'd be persecuted because I'm preaching the gospel of free grace, which men despise. But I'm being persecuted, therefore I'm not preaching circumcision. Now he says, these fellows, all they want to do is cause you to be circumcised so they can have a good appearance in the flesh. Look what he says in verse 13. He says, for neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law. They talk about wanting you to keep the law, but they don't keep the law. They're hypocrites. They're actors, nothing more. They don't keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh. They can say, look how God has used me to help that person. This is another notch in my belt. They want to glory in your flesh. Look at the way I've influenced that person. I've won that person to Christ, or I've enabled that person to live better, and so on. It's glorying in the flesh. It's hypocrisy. They want you to keep the law when they don't keep the law, but they want to glory in your flesh. You're one of their numbers. You're an example of what they've done. But listen to the words of the Apostle Paul in verse 14. Now, this is Paul speaking. These people want to glory in the flesh. Paul says, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what does he mean by that statement? Well, by the cross, he is not speaking of the pole of wood to which the Lord Jesus Christ was nailed. Do you know, if we did have access to the actual tree that our Lord was crucified, all men would do is make an idol of it, nothing more. There wouldn't be any saving benefit in it. If you could touch it where the And I want to say this reverently, but if you could touch the wood, even where the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ had stained that cross, it would do you absolutely no good. He's not talking about the wood upon which our Lord was crucified, but he is talking about the fact of the crucifixion. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, he said, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now that's a quotation from Deuteronomy chapter 21, a foretelling of Christ hanging on the tree. Christ was made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. The Son of God was literally nailed to a tree and made a curse in the room instead of his people, and he suffered the full equivalent of an eternal hell. Now, the reason hell lasts forever is because the death of the sinner can never satisfy the justice of God. God could never say, that's enough, I'm satisfied. It goes on forever because the justice of God could never be satisfied. But there's one who could satisfy the justice of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He completely drank the dregs of God's wrath completely dry, and God was satisfied with what he did. He was nailed to a cross. Now, I wish I could speak as I should of the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't imagine the physical pain, but more so, I can't imagine the spiritual sufferings. When he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Do you know at that time he couldn't even call him Father? He said, my God, he was completely forsaken by God. He suffered nothing but his Father's wrath. He saw nothing but his Father's awful frown, his judgment and justice against sin. Oh, the physical pain is beyond our understanding, but much more so the spiritual pain when he was made sin and he was made to feel all the hell that sin is. Scripture says he bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Oh, the fact of the cross is a reality. But even more than the fact of the cross, when Paul said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, is the doctrine of the cross. Now listen to this scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Paul said, Christ sent me not to baptize. He didn't send me to get results. That's not taking away from the importance of baptism. Baptism is very important, but Paul doesn't. It says, I'm not sent here to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect, for the preaching of the cross. Now that word preaching is literally the word of the cross, the doctrine of the cross, what the cross has to say. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it. The preaching of the cross, the doctrine of the cross, that which the cross declares, is the very power of God unto salvation. Now, glorying in the cross. Now, the first thing that makes me see that there's nothing to glory in but the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ is that the cross of Christ, first of all, is a full declaration of who God is. Now, did you hear what I said? The cross of the Lord Jesus Christ is a full declaration of who God is. God cannot be known apart from the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we can look at creation and know that God is very powerful. You know, in reality, there's no such thing as an atheist. I know people claim to be atheists, but people know intuitively that God had to create this universe. People were born with that knowledge. And we can look at the creation and think, God is very powerful and very strong and wise. But does God forgive sins? Is there such a thing as sin? Is there grace? Is there mercy? How old is God? All these things are answered by the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the cross, we have a declaration of God's holiness and His hatred of sin. When sin was found upon His Son, God forsook Him and wouldn't have anything to do with Him. The cross of Christ is a declaration of the justice of God. All sin must be punished. And you know there's never been a sin committed that is not punished. It's either punished in the substitute or it's punished in the sinner in hell. But every single sin that has ever been committed is punished because God is just. The cross is a declaration of the purpose of God. Christ is called in Revelation 13:8, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Before there was a sinner, there was a Savior. God always purposed the cross. Him, Peter said on the day of Pentecost, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and with wicked hands have crucified and slain. You see, God purposed to save the elect through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, all the cross is a manifestation of His purpose. The cross is a manifestation of the power of God. What power it took to actually put away sin to where it was no longer there. What power it took to actually satisfy the justice of God. The cross is a declaration of the wisdom of God. How God, in His infinite wisdom, could make a way to be just, totally just, and yet justify an ungodly sinner. Make it to where this sinner talking to you is absolutely just before God in a way that magnifies His justice. Now, if there were a judge on the earth that just let criminals go free, he'd lose his job, wouldn't he? Because the purpose of the judge is to condemn the guilty and put them where they are. But God in His wisdom has made a way for guilty sinners to actually be not guilty. It's called justification. What wisdom on God's part did that play? What love that God would give His Son to die for sinners. What grace, what mercy. Do you know every attribute that God has been pleased to reveal regarding Himself is all seen in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ? It's a display of the divine majesty of God. That's why we love the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is known through glorying in the cross. Do you know the cross is the most godlike thing God ever did? It's a manifestation of His glory. And you and I will not know God apart from the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul said, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the cross is the truth about God, the truth concerning God, and the cross, and only the cross, gives the truth concerning man, concerning me and you. Now, it's amazing what a high opinion men have of themselves. But the cross forbids us to glory in anything but the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the cross forbids us to glory in anything but the cross. I can't glory in anything I've done. You know, if you believe, for instance, in free will, if you believe God loves everybody, Christ died for everybody, God wants to save everybody, He offers salvation to everybody, but as to whether or not you're saved or lost, it's up to whether you, as an act of your free will, accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Now, that is glorying in your free will. That's not glorying in the cross. That's glorying in some work you perform. God, Paul said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I can't glory in anything that I've done. Now, I have committed sins of which I'm so ashamed of. I repeat, I have committed sins of which I'm so ashamed of. And if you saw them, or if you saw me committing them, I couldn't look you in the eye. Now that's just the truth. And if anybody is honest, they would say the same thing with regard to themselves. But do you know that if you saw me committing those sins, you wouldn't be getting the truth about me. The only way you'll get the truth about me, and the only way you'll get the truth about you, is the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. There, the one time, God took away all the restraints and let men do what they wanted to do. When he was delivered to their will, as Luke says, Pilate delivered Jesus to their will. The one time, and this is what you would do, this is what I would do, if all the restraints were removed and we were allowed to do what we want to do, we'll say, we'll not have this man reign over us, and we'd nail the Lord Jesus Christ to a tree. Now, men aren't angry with the weak Jesus that is presented by most preachers, the one everybody can accept or reject, whatever they want to do, but the one who's the Lord, the one who has absolute authority and control, and you're in his hands. He's not in your hands. You're in his hands. And he can do with you whatever he's pleased to do. He can save you or he can pass you by. He's the Lord, and whatever he does is right. That is the Christ men have no love for. That is the Christ men would nail to a tree when they were left to themselves. So what does the cross tell us? The cross tells us the truth about man. It tells us the truth about God. It tells us the truth about man. You know, in this thing of glorying in the cross, when I see how bad I am, it's not like I have any other options. I don't have anything else to glory in. All I am in and of myself is sin. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, because there is nothing else to glory in. That's how sinful I am. I have nowhere else to look. I have nothing else to glory in. But oh, how I glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here is why I glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, tells me who God is. Number two, the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ tells me who I am. And number three, the cross is a declaration of a finished salvation. We only glory in the cross when we glory in what the Calvary's cross, what Christ on the cross accomplished. Do you remember his last words? He said, "It is finished." He completed salvation by his work on the cross. Hebrews 10:11, by the which will we are sanctified once for all, declared by God himself to be holy once for all, perfectly completed, never to be repeated. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Through his work on the cross, we are sanctified. Hebrews 10:14 says, he hath perfected forever. By his work on the tree, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hebrews 1:3 says, when he by himself, with no help, with no aid, when he by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. You see, the cross is everything in every part of our salvation. Now, if I'm saved, it's because God elected me before time began. And he didn't elect me because he foresaw, I believe. He elected me in Christ, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I'm justified. I stand before God without guilt. And that's wholly because of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. He put away all my sins. He gave his righteousness to me. I'm redeemed. Full payment has been made. And that's because of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm called by his grace, and the only reason I'm called is because of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm regenerated. I'm born again. I'm not born again because of something I've done. I'm born again because Christ died for my sins, and he separated me from my mother's womb, and he called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me. Every blessing the believer has, perseverance. I'm preserved. I persevere because Christ died for me. Everything is in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have anything else to glory in. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. You see, every blessing we have is mediated to us through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not because I did anything. It's not because of any goodness in me. It's only because of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, even in preaching, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, he said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. He said, there's no other subject that I have any interest in except preaching the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, salvation completed by Christ on the cross is the only thing that gives me peace, that gives me joy, that gives me rest, that gives me comfort, that gives me confidence. If he left anything undone, I am forever undone. But listen, who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. And look at the effect glorying in the cross had on the Apostle Paul. Now, he said he gloried only in the cross because that's only how I know God. That's how, the only way I'll know myself. It's the only way, it's the only thing I can glory in, this completed work. And look at the effect it had on Paul. He said, God forbid that I should glory in the save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Now, in light of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, I view this world as a crucified thing. And the world views me the same. Anyone who glories in the cross of Christ, the world is not going to be that man's friend. But in light of the cross of Christ, we see the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, pleasure, popularity, and power. We see these things in their true light. And we look to Christ only as everything in our salvation. And you know, the world's never going to like that person that glories only in the cross, because the world wants him to glory in other things. Now, God forbid. God forbid that I should glory, boast, take pride, rest in, have confidence in anything save the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
To request a copy of the sermon you have just heard, send your request to messages@toddsroadgracechurch.com, or you may write or call the church at the information provided on the screen.